You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
Hi, and welcome to AfterBuzz for RuPaul's Drag Race. I am Jackie Borowski, and with me I have...
Hi, this is Tony Moore.
And across from me, Natalie Bratney.
And Cameron Marston.
This is our first episode. There's going to be a shorter season than normal. I don't think we mentioned that last time, and that explains why there are two queens leaving every episode. Also, as far as for our viewers, I started a blog. It's 123JackieB at Blogspot on Gmail, or on the G...
It's at the Google.
The Google blog.
Yeah,
the Google blog. I did this because there were some comments, some choice comments on our YouTube about seeming like we don't know the queens, we don't know the history of the show. We only have a certain amount of time to say a lot of the information that we're going to give. So I put any extra information on the blog, just for fans, for viewers. Initial thoughts of the queens of this episode? Surprises?
I think the season is going to be very interesting. I mean,
it's a fierce competition.
Yeah, it's definitely different from like the normal competition that we're used to seeing. They've added a lot of new elements to this. The team pairing, I like to call it the save a hoe button. but I think it's definitely added an interesting twist.
I know. And the teams, the other thing about the teams is I'm so irritated by the teams. I know why it's added, and I see why it's added, and I'm still annoyed because I still don't want to have one person pull up another person or one person bring down another person, but I understand that that's why it was done.
Right, because there's some favorites in these teams that, like, for example, we don't want to see Pandora go, but...
Right.
That was the worst for me, and as you guys know, she's one of my favorites. I loved her Carol Channing impression on her season. And can we call our first guest?
Go ahead and get her on the line now.
Yes.
And you wanted Pandora on first?
No.
Okay, we got Jose. Give him a call now.
Josie.
And overall, I thought the queens were like, I like all of them. They're all well polished. They're put together, and it's exciting to see a season where it's like no one kind of looks raggedy. Or do they call it a booger queen? They all look
queen.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, this is. I read an article recently where RuPaul was interviewed, and they were asking about the differences, and it's like the obvious difference is they've all been on TV. They're all veterans. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have like when Shangela started her season, she had only been doing it for like five months. So you have highly seasoned queens, and every outfit that was coming out like across the board was fabulous.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I there was nothing I could write. There were personal critiques I have where I'm like, oh, I don't like this belt, or I don't like, but really that's nothing to say aside from that they're all highly professional. Yeah. So it's
And it makes me sad that it's going to be shorter season now, because I would have liked to see this quality of, you know, stage presence for a longer run.
Which makes me wonder how they afforded this $100,000 prize if they're going to shorten the season like that as far as sponsors.
Oh, yeah, shorter season, so less advertising.
But they're still giving the $100,000 prize.
But, I mean, it is RuPaul, and it is Drag Race, and we're all familiar with these queens, so I'm pretty sure it's going to do well, and hopefully we'll have a season 2 of All Stars.
I hope so, because there's a lot of queens that I would have liked to seen come back.
So. Well, while we're waiting for Josie, I mean, does anybody have an idea as to why Mimi was brought back? Was it by voter response?
There was like this...
She was third. On Untucked, they said that she was third amongst fans. And apparently, yeah. And this was another post from one of our fans on YouTube, mm-hmm. basically pointing out that Mimi has a huge following and she performs live in mm-hmm. Florida, mm-hmm. I think. And that again came into play on Untucked.
Yeah, and it's obvious she stepped up her game because she lost all that weight. She looks mm-hmm. good. And I felt bad for her when Pandora was clearly disappointed.
Well, hey, guys, I just want to give you a heads up. What's going on with our Skype right now is that we don't have current credit, so I'm going ahead and giving Jose a text, so he'll call in. So just take your time, enjoy your conversation. He'll call in when he's ready.
Awesome. Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
But I think overall, like, all the queens who have come back with a thinner, polisher look to all of them seemed like they went through some sort of transformation. Like, yeah. they saw themselves in seasons before, did a couple of things, not, like, surgical things, but, like, they lost yeah. weight. They, you know, brought better hair, better costumes, and, you know, in order to prepare for All-Stars, I mean...
Exactly, yeah.
What was your favorite outfit? First initial queens are walking down the street, what was your favorite outfit?
Raven. She had... I think you and I both discussed
the cocktail
earlier...
Dress.
No. Who's wearing the skeleton looking... That was
Yara.
Yara. I loved...
I think we have Jose on the line.
Jose? Are you here?
This is not Jose.
Oh.
Introduce Sorry. Yourself.
Introduce All yourself. Right. That's fine.
My name's Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Hi, Justin.
I have to tell you guys that I was an instant fan with you guys.
Oh, thanks.
And I didn't catch on to your show right when it first came out, but I saw the Frenemies episode that you guys did, and it was instantly... I had to watch everyone afterwards. I immediately went to iTunes and downloaded everything I could get. And can I tell you, I've been the object of pointing and laughing because I have been laughing hysterically on the train, at work, and everywhere okay. I could possibly be laughing.
That makes me so happy. It's nice to hear a positive comment.
Yeah.
All right. So we are, as you know, we're very opinionated, so sometimes that doesn't go over well. What were your initial thoughts? What were your initial thoughts on the first episode this season?
I really thought that some of the plot twists have been, can I tell you that the plot twists are definitely something that's going to keep people interested, and they had to kind of step it up for All-Stars?
Yeah. Yes.
Definitely, I think that as far as, like, the queens go, I feel like everybody was kind of dressed to impress, with the exception of, Raven and Jujubee, and, like, when Jujubee made that comment of, like, she's feeling like she's at the mall, I was like, yeah, you used to work at the mall.
We have Jose.
Are you referring to their initial, like, when they first...
Yeah, when they first walked in. Yeah.
It's interesting you said that, because when I looked at them, not Jujubee so much, but Raven, to me, is usually so striking and so overstated mm-hmm. that I thought that this was done on purpose.
I think they wanted to keep it simple.
Thank you for calling. We have Jose on the line, so we're going to bring him on.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.
Hey. From you.
Hello, Jose.
Jose.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, happy birthday.
Because Justin was like, this is not Jose.
No, it's okay. We love to hear that. So, Jose, what were your... Jose is a blogger. He has a blog called The Gay Beaner. And he blogs about Drag Race. What was your initial thought of this first episode?
If just to quote Manila, I was gag. Like, from the beginning, just seeing come back into the workroom once again, you know, it was good, it was legendary. It's like seeing history repeat itself all over again, except now they're all stars and now they've got their own style, but... As soon as RuPaul made them pair up with each other, I died.
Yeah.
What was your favorite outfit? Initial outfits when they're walking on the street, what was your favorite outfit?
My favorite outfit was Jujubee. I'm sorry. Hands down, she looked fierce and sickening in
the
red
perfume
wig.
Clerk
I have
look.
Never
Come
seen
on.
Juju be like that before.
It's simple and classic.
Yes. Yeah, there was
simple, elegant, and just to the like she looked gorgeous. You could eat sushi off of her.
I wrote my comment on Juju B was understated but very fishy.
Hair.
I love the red hair on her. Yeah. Juju B looks really good in red
and
hair.
And she seemed taller than because she's a short. But her when she walked in, I was like she grew like 10 feet.
Yeah,
it's her presence.
And her heels probably.
They're inserts, girl. They're inserts.
I couldn't pick a favorite, but I did have like I loved Pandora's dress. I love that. It was like a Tim Burton kind of.
Yeah.
Yes.
I felt like the dress itself was moving her. Mm-hmm. It was very. It was very cool, and I like that she was the first person who came in because she's one of my personal favorites.
Yeah,
I loved Manila's, as I call it, Cruella de Vil.
Yes, I
like
the hand.
Yes.
That came out that was holding the cigarette.
Yes, yeah. And I know those are her like tradition. She does a lot of black, white, red.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, but I think that she did it in a way that's a little bit more unusual than she would typically do it.
Right.
I've seen that look on her before, though.
Yes.
I saw it in her video. It was the video she did, actually, with Sahara before she passed away. Her newest video, Best Accessory. I've seen that look. So as soon as she walked in, I was like, oh, as soon as she walked on the street, I was like, oh, my God, I know that look.
Yeah.
And do you guys, we were talking about people losing weight. I actually think Latrice lost weight.
She's
like the way she was fitting into her dress. Normally Latrice likes to wear these big like kind of muumuus.
Yeah.
And the way she was fitting into her dress, though, the first dress, I thought it was great.
Well, let's be honest, I mean, she's spending a lot more time in Hollywood as well, right? So you are affected by your surroundings, and I think being surrounded by all these queens, it's competition. It's a, you know, dog eat dog world. So I think she's gonna be affected by that, and you know, whether it's actual working out to lose weight or it's stress loss. But,
yeah, I think it's more so like, you know, being in a competition, you know, type of show, you tend to like, I think, lose weight a little bit throughout. Not
but that's
not
the
that you're trying
reality
to, but
stars. They see themselves after one season, they come back and they're,
you know,
noticeably.
You know, even Mimi lost weight, and that was a shock to me. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think Mimi was more one of the queens that wanted to lose weight, you know, initially to be on All Stars and to just look better, you know, versus like maybe just being on the show and being under the stress of the competition and things like that can slim you down.
What did you guys think of Chanel's dress? I'm a fan of really costumey things because I did theater when I was a kid. So this Beauty and the Beast Broadway dress was
very Chanel.
Was so killer for me.
I like the idea behind it, but I just think it's too much. That dress in the runway show when she walked in, it was too much, and I wasn't really interested.
But I think Chanel overall is just a very theatrical queen.
She's
like,
costuming all
the way around. It's like, you know, they're
in her character.
Yeah, there are queens like Shangela who will dance the house down, but people like Chanel, they come in with like, you know, hallelujah. But there are people like Chanel who come in with like these larger than life like costumes, and you just kind of look like, did you make that? Did you get that? Like, where does that even exist?
What did you think of her costume for the Opposites Attract photo?
But that's what drag is. That's what drag is.
Exactly,
drag is taking,
I agree.
Like your style and putting it into an art form. I mean, it can be costume based-y, but I mean, drag is.
Drag is an exaggeration.
Correct, but you also have to have the character to back it.
True.
Yeah.
Right. True. Very true.
Okay. I'm being a fashionista, why not take it to the next step and be high fashion with it?
Yeah. Right. Well, I think it all depends on how you are, you know, what type of queen you are, you know, will depend on how you dress. So.
So let's move on to the teams and the competitions. So Team Latrilla won, and they, I really liked.
They were the Teletubbies.
Yeah,
that was the idea.
My problem was, and if you guys know where to find this, please let us know. I really hate when they show the photos so quickly. I almost want on Logo TV or something like that to have a roll of the photos that I can actually take my time to look at it without like pausing it on the TV and then being like, I don't know what this is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that way. Oh, do you know Jose?
I have them.
You have them posted on your blog?
I will tomorrow. Unfortunately, you know, today was my birthday. I'm not sure if anybody told.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. And I was celebrating, and I really didn't have the time to publish it yet. But I took individual shots of all the pictures, like all both challenges, where they both had to take pictures, and I have all of them. So I mean, I have the finales of each one.
Well, there you go. As a companion piece to this, you can go to the Gay Beaner website and look at each of the photos. And I also think, a lot of these team pairings, when I was watching the video and they're going through the photos and you're seeing them move live, I would have picked different photos for a lot of those than they initially picked themselves.
Yeah.
And a lot of them chose ones where they're not interacting as much, especially in the ones where the rain is coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be better, like, for example, Chad, Team Shad, they had other ones where they were really interacting, and then they pick one where they're both like staring off into space, and I'm like, yeah. I don't know why you would do that.
But I think that particular challenge was supposed to be different from the half-baked one. Like that, in that particular challenge, they could have been not so interacting with each other and to kind of give whatever character they were trying to be, you know, that sort of sense of ownership, like this is this character, this is that character, versus the half-baked one, mm-hmm. where they kind of had to have a little bit more interaction with each
more
other
right.
in order to like make the photo work.
Right. Jose, did you have
that Mike Ruiz didn't take the pictures, because you know he's always been the first one to take pictures, episode one of every season prior. Well,
I know. I'm wondering. I don't even know why that would be.
Yeah.
But Jose, did you have like a high top moment or a really low moment as far as those challenges go?
The only thing that really spun to me was the interaction between Pandora and between Mimi. I mean, you could tell that the friction was there. I mean, yeah, they killed the challenge, they did it. I mean, but Pandora made it seem like she was coming for Mimi. Like in every stance, everything that we saw, you could see Pandora like almost, I mean, I'm not trying to read her, but like trying to like lash out towards Mimi, like putting the iron on her skin.
You can read her. Read her. She deserves it. I think you should read her.
She had a negative attitude the entire challenge.
Let me put my glasses on.
The library is now open.
Since we're going to read and open the library for a minute. I mean, honestly, like, I think she was really being shady about it, you know, trying to burn Mimi, and it's, like, really, it's, like, the image, and then stepping on her face, it's, like, really, come on now.
Well, not only that, if Mimi's going to spin herself, if she's going to fail, she's going to fail all on her own, and we were talking about this during screening, Pandora had issues, self-esteem issues, and that was kind of her reveal in her last episode.
But I think Mimi has them, too.
Mimi tried, she might be the type that tries too hard, but Pandora gave up, and for me, I'd rather you leave the show. Why be on the company? Somebody else could have been in your spot.
She said that in her season, one of her biggest, they criticized her for not believing in herself.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what she showed in this first episode.
But
she
once
she had Mimi as her partner, she just stopped believing in herself.
Bitch, press the button. You could have taken over and kicked her off the stage.
Yeah. Yep.
Imagine coming
why
in.
Didn't she? Why
exactly.
Didn't she?
Yeah.
Go home.
Imagine coming into this thinking like, you know, I've worked on it, like I'm going to come in and show them what I have, and then Rue goes, now you're being paired, and then to be paired with someone that you don't want to be paired with. Like, I kind of see why she was just like, oh great, like I'm screwed.
You know, the cards you dealt, and you know,
we can bounce it either direction. I understand that as well. She's like, okay, I'm completely screwed.
Yeah.
But in the same token, she talked about, you know, I believe in myself, and if that's the case, girl, you're in a competition.
Yeah.
If I was Rue, I'd be pissed because literally you just quit. You literally packed already.
Although in Untucked, it was Mimi who packed
herself.
In.
She could have saved herself and sent maybe Chad and Chanel home, but no, she decided to lip sync. I mean, girl, you are in a competition. There are $100,000 on the line.
And it wasn't like Pandora was screaming for attention. Like Mimi was like, I want you to feel bad for me and follow me out the room. But Pandora literally just sat there like a broken doll.
Well,
okay, well. Thank you, Jose. We're actually going to move on now. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We had a sip of water for you.
So, this is one of the episodes in which I think Untucked, you had to watch it. It was a true companion piece to this.
Yeah.
Usually Untucked is like... you know, something that
they
I
have
feel
standalone. Where they just
yeah, that is
other.
A standalone. And this one, to really understand what was going on and to understand why there was a lot of hostility already towards Mimi coming into it, you had to have seen Untucked and understood to kind of get what was going on. So
I
if we can
Untucked.
Try mm-hmm. calling our next person.
I was okay. so excited to see Willem.
Yes.
Yes. I love me some Willem. And you know what's interesting? I didn't like Raven's choice to get naked, but it's funny because I'm such... And I love Raven, but I think that if you're going to do, like, naked versus clothed, take it all off. Don't have a wig. Don't have anything. I mean...
Well, I think in the challenge, they still had to
sense.
Be... They still had to be done
drag,
up
yeah.
in drag, so...
But then they should have done it like Willem did on his season, where it still looked really super girly, whereas mm-hmm. you're like, oh, it's a guy in a wig. Whereas Willem, you couldn't tell as much when he got naked.
While we're on Raven, because I actually agreed with Tony when we were talking about their entrance into the workroom in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of Raven. I don't hate her, but I do agree.
I like
there's part of me that mm-hmm. actually respects the fact that her and Jujubee, they didn't come decked down.
Mm-mm.
They came casual but pretty,
yeah.
and they're like, oh, there's nothing I have to prove. You know,
yeah.
I'll bring it in the competition, which maybe they didn't do necessarily, but yeah. I liked that swag. That's kind of a swag to me.
Right.
Simple, elegant, like, you know, not everyone has to be
yeah.
over the top and
yeah.
overdone. But
well, I
their
feel
characters
that that's,
do carry them. I think Raven is such a strong
yeah.
character, and so
yeah.
is Jujubee.
Mm-hmm. But I think Raven normally, to me, is Raven is normally such this over amount of presence that you're like, okay, she's got to dress down a little
but
bit.
But you also can say that she's now pushing the fact she clearly lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at her
yeah.
seasons past, so there's part of you know there's a certain ego
not
part that says
booty.
You know I'm a rocket, you know I don't need to hide behind clothing now, you know I have a different
right.
persona to bring for you.
And going back to what you were saying about her being done up, it goes versus her and versus Willem. Willem, his style of her style of drag
we
is
have Mimi on the line.
Okay, very real, like real girl, you know,
mm-hmm.
versus Raven, she understands that it's drag,
mm-hmm.
so she's gonna give you character looks and things
right.
like that. So
yeah.
so yeah.
Welcome to the show, Mimi. You're on the line with
Hi,
us.
Hi, Mimi.
Mimi.
Hey, so we just saw you go home tonight.
Sorry.
I'm sorry to say that. How was this time on the show different than your previous time on the show? Like, how did you feel going into this?
Well, I mean, you know, of course, you know, going into it is such a different experience going into it the second time around. You know, you kind of know a little bit more how the game is played. But still, at the end of the day, you know, they add in, you know, new elements and, you know, you're competing as teams and, you know, it was kind of a whole bizarre new experience.
Yeah. A lot more pressure, right? Because you did have the experience already, so you kind of expected to bring a little bit more, right?
Oh, of course, and you have a, you know, history now with all these girls.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not competing against complete strangers. You're competing against people who are your friends and, you know, people you work with.
How... Is there anything you felt that the show left out? Is there anything that you wish you could say to people about your experience that wasn't said on air?
Or on top?
Well... I mean, it's always going to be hard because, first of all, you know, I think the thing that people don't realize is that you're not watching a documentary.
Right.
Right.
You know, you're watching a show that's an entertainment program, and a lot of people, I still think, really believe they're seeing exactly everything, exactly how it is, and it's the whole truth, which would just be impossible. You know, you're filming, you know, for days just to make one single episode. You know, for instance, that episode was, I think, you know, 3 days
holy
of filming
holy donut.
And you know you have 12 cameras and you know you're shooting all this stuff and somehow you have to narrow that down to less than an hour. It's literally 48 minutes worth of television.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's the confessionals on top of it, so you know you're seeing a very small and super condensed version of what
actually transpired.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mimi, do you feel like sometimes that people don't understand you or they still don't get you and the drag that you present?
Oh, of course. You know, it's so funny because I think that people have such weird
you know, preconceived notions of who I am based especially on season three, you know, which, you know, I think people get edited in lots of different ways, and that's all part of it, and that's all what you sign up for. You really can't complain about it other than just to make people kind of aware of it. But, you know, I've, for 2 years now, you know, certainly have, that's been something that I've struggled with. You know, people have this weird concept of who I am, and I, that is completely, you know, not even close to who I am. You know, you're watching this very, you know, it's funny because it is such a weird, specific thing, Drag Race, and it's its own world. And, you know, people think that that is everything about you, you know, and it couldn't be for anybody, you know. So it's kind of interesting to see how people can put ideas in their head. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't know me, and I think I'm one of the most misunderstood and, you know, incorrectly, you know,
categorized,
stigmatized. You know what I mean? I'm one of the more misunderstood queens from RuPaul's Drag Race for sure.
So on Untucked, we I actually was told by a fan that you do a lot of live shows, and on Untucked there's the kind of scuffle between Alexis feeling upset that she lost her job to you, but then you come back with the point of it's not my decision, which is a great point.
Well, it was even less about it not being my decision. It was I've been reflecting a lot on that the past.
Well, what I took from that is you made a very good point that this is a job. It's about money.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going after her, but I also, if you've been around queens, we all know how queens, just like men, can be very territorial. And whether you intended it or not, I understood why the animosity was there. I didn't think it was justified per se, but I understood your explanation as like it was a job. You had no control over the decision of her losing hers. So I respected the fact that you came at it that way.
Yeah,
of course. And the other thing, too, is, you know, A, here's my philosophy on the whole thing is that I didn't think it was my place to talk about what happened at her job. You know, it's not my business to come in and say, you got fired from this for X, Y, and Z.
It would have painted it would have painted you bad anyway for bringing it up, period.
It's true. She wasn't even fired. Like, it's so ludicrous. And for if you, like, really think about it, first of all, we're talking about a bar that's in Florida. I live in New York City. You know, there's 100 gay bars here. Do you really think I'm going down to Florida to go after somebody's job?
Right.
Like,
right.
Come on.
Right.
Give me a freaking break. Like, it's just, it was that part of it was so absurd. And I think Alexis also didn't want to talk about it because, you know, there was something that did happen at a bar that we had both been working at, and it was uncomfortable for both of us, you know? And it was other people who brought it up, you know? It's, you know, it was just kind of, the whole thing was that, I thought was one of the most silly things that I've experienced in Drag Race history.
So I also saw that your band, Excel, am I saying that right?
Yep.
They released a video recently. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we just released our third music video for one of our singles, Queen, which is on our first album called Queens. And the music video for Queen and the entire album for Queens came out today. So you can check out the video on YouTube and our website, excelmusic.com. And you can also buy the album, Queens, on iTunes. Just search for Excel, X-E-L-L-E. And it should come right up. But it's definitely been an amazing project. We've been working on this album now for 2 years, and the music video is a lot of fun. It actually features, you know, 9 of my Drag Race sisters, you know, from All Stars, as well as from season 4, Jiggly Caliente and Fifi O'Hara. So,
congratulations! On that.
Thank you.
Much
congratulations!
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add before we go today?
No, I'm just very happy and very honored to be a part of this, you know, whole world. And it's just, it's, you know, it's kind of insane. And I still can't believe that I've had the things happen to me that have happened. And I'm really enjoying the ride. And I just feel so lucky. And I hope that everybody else in the world gets to, you know, do what they love to do.
And that's a great redeeming factor. The fact that you actually acknowledge and respect that you've been given an opportunity and it's a privilege rather than the entitlement issues that we do see in our community. You live in New York. We live in West Hollywood area. So we see it all the time. So I respect and appreciate the fact that you acknowledge that.
Yay.
Well, yeah, you gotta work hard and you gotta do what you wanna do and you gotta
work.
Never give up. That's the thing, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mimi. Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For calling
thank
in.
You,
we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thanks. Next call.
Damn, she made me like her.
I know. Well, that's it's
person,
points to
person. Mimi, rock
yeah.
on.
Yeah, it points to. But that's the thing is like it points to the whole concept where she said she's being misunderstood.
Yeah.
And when you're showing when you're taping a TV show, the whole time I'm watching this, I'm like, I don't know enough about Mimi to feel one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And that was my initial comment in the preview. And I'm like, you have to have a villain. Like,
and
they always want
her.
To paint a villain.
She had a great attitude.
Part of the plan. But you also have to understand that it's drag, it's performance, and sometimes you get into character and it's like a switch, it just goes off.
Yeah.
You know, if you're around Queens, there are different personas behind, you know, off stage, they're totally different people.
And the thing about Mimi is that you can tell that she really puts in work with her drag and,
yeah.
and her gimmicks and her looks and things like that. Everything is so well thought out. For
the
her.
Only thing I will say, though, is Michelle Visage. I agreed with her comment that if you lost all this weight, you do not pick out a dress where you
bird.
Have a foo-foo big bird on your midsection.
I agree.
But you know, Pandora could have.
We have Pandora on the line.
Hi, Pandora.
Pandora!
Oh, Candy.
Why didn't you tell her to take that thing off her waist? Just kidding.
Hey, Pandora.
Is she here?
Hello?
Pandora, can you hear us?
Pandora, press the button.
Press the save a queen button. What was it? What
the
is
save
it
a hole button.
Save a hole button.
But turn your radio down. I don't know if that applies.
It could.
For this,
it
but
could.
Turn I
your,
hear it on the
radio
all the time.
Oh, turn your radio down.
Well, let's continue talking. What were you saying, Tony?
Yeah, she's lost all this weight, you know, and so
she
why,
came in with a corset, and
there?
She looked
yeah.
great in that corset. And I remember writing, I was like, her boobs are fabulous. Like, she
yeah.
had this corset, her boobs were sticking
but
out.
But when you lose the weight, you have to start to. You practice what you feel and comfortable in and look good in.
Right.
You can't just throw anything on because you might have lost the weight, but you actually have to become comfortable with what you're wearing before
I feel
it starts
like your
to look.
Partner should
you
got
to carry
advice.
It.
I don't know. I feel like
we already decided she checked out.
She
so
should
it's not
just
happen.
Let her know.
But you know, but also when you do lose weight, because I lost about 20 pounds, and when you see the new body, you have to get used to
yes.
it. Like it's like I've done all this work, and yeah, this is where I want to be, but now all of a sudden it's like.
Can you hear
I have
Pandora?
A new body. Like, what are we going to do?
Yeah. No.
So,
can you guys hear Pandora?
Yeah.
Pandora!
What up, Pandy?
Pandora, are you here?
Hi.
Hi!
Hey, Pandora.
We just saw you leave on RuPaul's Drag Race, and I have to say, you're one of my personal favorite queens, so I was devastated.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love your... Your Carol Channing impression.
Raspberry.
that was one of my favorite moments from seasons past, because I'm a huge Carol Channing fan, too. So I was like, oh, this is great.
And she nailed it.
You nailed it.
Pandora, I'm not going to lie. I was sad that you... I felt like you kind of quit, and you were one of my favorites as well coming in here. So, but, you know, I'm sure that there's something in line for you.
So can you speak, Pandora, can you speak in light yeah. of that comment?
Right.
Can you speak to your experience on the show and maybe tell viewers something that you wished was put in that was left out or additional information that they don't have? I know, that's a weighted
I mean,
comment.
The overall experience was interesting. You know, not, I don't think what any of us expected. And I think actually watching the online version, I was kind of mad because there was a lot left out. But then when the aired version played, the Rupert-sized episode, it kind of showed more of what went on, because it wasn't just me like being a brat and sitting there going, you know, like pouting. So
right.
that was the only thing that I was kind of like disappointed in, because there was more to it. And there was times that we did get along. Like after she. Did my afternoon? Did my red clown lip times in a row. After that, we were working together and we were totally fine.
What were you thinking the entire time while you were there? Because it always cuts to like your faces and you always just look like.
Defeated. I didn't think that you looked pouty to me. I just felt that you looked defeated.
And I feel like this is again
like
a master
out.
Cut thing. Like if
yeah.
you ever had a happy face, they were not going to show
they
it.
They were not going to show
yeah.
that.
Well, I think you know, I think Mimi on First is really, like, amazingly talented. I think she's funny. I think she's great at what she does. But I think she was kind of thrown in as, like, the wild card.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And kind of, like, the one no one expected to be on the show. And you can tell by everybody's reaction when she walks into the room. And so kind of to be paired with somebody that, you know, had a controversial exit from the show and was controversial on the show, and then to be partnered with her, I did feel defeated because I felt like we could never go very far.
Right.
Yeah. And then they called our team Mandora, and then I really felt it because I was like, why do we get the only name that's like a fucking awful joke?
Yeah. So see, that adds more to it, like yeah. why you were frustrated on top of being paired with Mimi, and then now you have Mandora, and you're like, ugh, really? Like, it's just one thing after another after another after another.
Yeah. Well, how did you... Oh, go ahead, Nando.
I want to know, who was your first choice and your second choice? I couldn't see that far with the television.
Who was my first choice?
Yeah.
My first choice was Jujubee, but I knew Jujubee was going to pick Raven. So I was like, well, just in case she doesn't, I'm going to pick her anyways. So, but I knew it was going to happen. So, I mean, it's kind of like when you're put in that situation too, you're just kind of like, God, I'm like, who's going to pick me and who do I pick? And
well, I'm friends with a lot of the girls. Did you have
and there
any
was always somebody that I felt like was closer to them. And so it's just like an awful situation to just sit there and
just
realize yeah. right then and there that, yeah. you know, my chances of like getting slimmer that I didn't even I even have the opportunity to go far.
Who was your second choice?
Because
clearly you never picked me.
Manila.
Okay.
That would have been a good... I think that would have been a good team.
That would have been a good pairing.
Because you were my two tops for the walk into the... Well, the introduction.
Yeah.
I liked your outfit and hers, and I thought you guys have the same quirky character mm-hmm. to different extremes.
Yeah.
Speaking to that, how was your preparation for this different than your preparation for the other show? How did you feel going into this versus how you felt going into the other show?
I felt really good going in All Stars. You know, they kind of gave us this like amazingly long list of like 17 costumes we may need to a week and a half before, so it was kind of stressful. But I really went in, you know, having done a season and having like been traveling and constantly working for like since the show ended. So like I really feel like I've improved a lot and you can always improve in life no matter what you're doing. And so I really felt like I went in really, really prepared, and I was really excited. And I think that's why I even felt more defeated, because I was just kind of like, oh.
Yeah, it's hard
I never thought that they would ever, like, I just didn't think that we would get a fair chance as a team. I mean, that's really what it was.
Right, and then the whole concept of it being a team.
Yeah.
I mean, you go into this thing thinking I'm bringing what I've got, and I'm there for myself.
And having to alter.
And then having to alter your strategy.
Mm-hmm. I will say, because for AfterBuzz, I usually bring the human concept for me. I will say the difference from your season and this season is, although I do feel that you quit or you gave up this All Stars episode, your composure is so much different. You look less broken. And of course, it was emphasized when you made your reveal about your life and what you had gone through in your actual original season. But I think your composure was held. I don't want you to quit and give up, but I do think that you've definitely grown internally.
Well, I think you're beautiful because you're the queen that I would want to look like if I was a drag queen.
You were sick down the street. Yeah, no, definitely, definitely.
Pandora, do you wish that you would have hit the save a hoe button now?
Please. Just please say yes, even if it's not true.
Well, I call it the she emergency. It is known now as the save a hoe button. Do you wish you would have either lip sync instead of Mimi, or do you wish you would have hit the button now?
No.
Damn you.
Honesty.
Damn you. Okay, why?
No, I really...
You were done.
I just really felt that it wouldn't have made a difference. Like, I feel like we were going to go home. So
I feel you.
I just wanted you to act out and just bring your normal craziness to it, just to leave a lasting impression.
And if I really felt like I could have saved our team, I would have, but I really just kind of felt... with everything that they were saying and Mimi walking off the set and everything that happened, I was just like, I think we're just gone.
Well, I love your
I love that conversation, too. That conversation that you had with Mimi where you're basically like, pull it together, last-ditch effort.
Yeah.
And your dress looked amazing, I thought. I thought you looked amazing in your dress.
Yes.
Thank you.
Your little feather things were in the right place, mm-hmm. so the wrong place. Anyway.
I feel sorry for those Muppets.
They're sexy Muppets.
101 Muppets had to die for that outfit, so it was well worth it.
I'm calling PETA.
Well, you know, when they don't like something, if you can make a joke out of it and make them laugh, then generally they start to like it better.
But see, that's what I wanted to do by pressing the button to completely turn it around.
Yeah. So, Pandora, what are you up to now before we go? Is there something that...
Plug, girl, plug.
Performances you want to plug?
Well, you know, my new song.
Oh, that's right. I saw that.
Came out today.
I just watched that.
There's so many things happening today.
Nice car, about your penis.
I love it.
It was wonderful. Thank you so much, Pandora, for calling in. Yeah, we're going to miss you on the show.
Thank you.
And I know you're in New York right now, and you've had a busy day. So thank you.
So we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Pandora.
All right. You can download episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race on iTunes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Sahara Davenport, otherwise known as Antoine Ashley from season 2, died of heart failure on October 1st. I know that's a long time ago, but I felt we needed to say it here.
Yes.
Manolo Luzon is his boyfriend. RuPaul tweeted, shocked and heartbroken over Sahara Davenport. Never occurred to me we'd lose one of my girls. I see them as immortal.
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor in Washington. The ceremony will be broadcast on October 30th on PBS stations. DeGeneres joked while accepting the prize, thank you to everyone at PBS. I'm so happy to be part of your farewell season.
Do you guys want to take a fan call?
Can we finish this little segment
and then
we'll take it? Okay. October is LGBT History Month, and in honor of LGBT History Month, the Huffington Post has a daily article featuring Icon of the Day. Yesterday was RuPaul. Today is the artist Tom of Finland. They basically changed his name because it was so Finnish that that it was... People were having a hard time pronouncing it. Not that you should ever do that.
Are we all familiar with Tom of Finland?
Tom of Finland's drawings were some of the first to depict gay men as healthy, happy people, and they helped positively shape the gay culture around the world.
That's one way of looking at it.
If you want more information on this, of course, go to the Huffington Post. We don't have enough time to speak about it here. Okay, we'll take that caller.
Hi, caller.
Caller, you're on the line.
Hi, caller. What's your name?
Hi, it's Courtney.
What up?
Courtney!
I hate you so much right now.
She's been trying to call all night. I just haven't had a chance to get her on.
Courtney, he was actually just trying to not have you call in. That's what it was.
So funny. I've tried like 3 times.
You miss us.
I was so excited to see this episode, and you guys have done a great job recapping it. I've watched your whole show. It was amazing.
Every time I see Yato Sophia, the first thing I think of is Courtney.
And I'm so sad that there was no love really given to Yato Sophia in this episode from you guys.
Her outfit in the beginning was amazing, and I liked it because it looked like bones. And I know that's a stupid thing to say, but I was like, I like her bone dress.
I'm sorry, Courtney. That hair is janky. Her hair is janky.
I liked her hair.
I'm over it.
Don't talk about her. She's perfect in every single way. And I have absolutely nothing of anything to add to anything that has
already
been said.
And did you see her spicy little dance on the runway when she was, when they did the walk, she was like dancing back?
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
That's so Yara.
No, Yara is, in my top 5. She's not my top 3, but I just can't get over that.
Courtney, who has the best wig? We know you're an expert wig judger.
I was not pleased with most of the wigs, but I guess for like the whole episode, it has to go to Jujubee in the red hair.
That's my favorite.
Everyone loved it.
The red hair was good.
Yeah, except I'm sorry. I know how y'all said earlier that it was all good, that she was all simple and whatnot. That's some bullish because she literally had on a little jersey wrap dress. It looked like she should have been standing in front of a mall somewhere.
That was her
perfume clerk.
That was her daytime real girl just got home from work.
No, she could have put on a cocktail dress. She could have had on a badass suit if she wanted to be like that. She could have done a little bit more than the little black. What was it, black or navy blue?
It was black.
Well, she could have worn a mermaid costume with her red hair and then fit in with the beauty and Beauty and the Beast theme and the Cruella de Vil theme.
Disney.
It would have been amazing.
I say simple and cute will always get you through.
I am not.
I don't vote for that. Yeah. The wig was hot.
That's my vote.
Even though to people who are watching this, like, I don't dress very ostentatiously, but if I was a drag queen, I would wear like a blinking bus stop as a sign, as a dress.
That's a lot.
A blinking bus stop.
Well, then everyone will stop to you.
Exactly. That's
every
what I'm looking for.
By.
Stop. Check it.
Look.
Stop. Collaborate. I don't know.
Well, I just say I like Chad Michaels' wig in the end. No, not the end.
The
pictures, when they did the pictures for straight wig.
Oh, the straight. Oh,
okay. I didn't like the runway wig. I was over her. I'm not big on the costume.
Who's your favorite team, Courtney?
That's really hard.
It's because it's in the beginning.
I have to stick with Yada. And
You like y'all like
this. Lost some weight. What's her face?
You just like people who wear their face on their own dress.
Alexis Mateo.
Yes, Alexis Mateo. And the boobs and the booty were kind of right, balanced.
Kind of,
still
yeah.
Round.
You said kind of right.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I like Chad's one boob, one blinking boob at the end.
Oh, the Lil' Kim.
She had great big boobs, and they were winking at me.
And I like whatever Chad and his partner did, like where they stopped in the middle of the runway, and the dude like pointed to him, and he rose.
Very theatrical. Very theatrical.
And that's
drama.
Why I love Chad.
But Courtney, maybe you'll chime in because you know we have similar anger issues, like maybe sometimes
similar issues.
Because Jackie loves Chad Michaels. I believe love Chad as a performer. She's definitely polished. But I think in this episode, she came off like she was not gunning for people, but she was more outspoken than she's been before.
I think that's because she felt robbed.
She was a little bit more catty.
Yeah, she felt robbed, so she was talking into her gem in the hologram earring.
But it didn't come off.
She came in more confident. She came ready, and it might have.
Yeah, but it almost seemed
work for, her in this
for me.
Episode.
It seemed fake. And again, we had this conversation. Like, there's still something about her that's not for me genuine.
I totally agree. She came across extremely fake, and it was very weird, and they were excessively intellectualizing that dumbass issue. Like, I was like, come on.
I love Nina Flowers, I'm telling you. We'll see what happens.
Look,
okay, so the next episode is going to be them impersonating their favorite celebrities. Vicki Lawrence is the mama from Mama's Family.
I love Mama's
That's
Family.
What I you were talking about. She it came from the Carol Burnett show, but I didn't put two and two together until recently, and I was like, oh my God, she's Mama from Mama's Family.
Mm-hmm.
That is my jam. That is my jam.
That
I
was
just
a great
can't
show.
Wait. It was such
it.
A good show. And also joining her is actress Busy Phillips, who I want whatever.
I love her.
She's the one on Freaks and Geeks.
I just like her on Cougar Town. I think she's. I think I'm the only one that watches Cougar Town.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're keeping the show
you
on.
Are.
Yeah.
I don't even know
Courtney, on TBS.
Courtney, are you still a fan of Santino? Bambino?
I love Santino.
I mean, he was still. Yeah. And when he was talking about the patterns on that black and white dress, it was all over the place. He was right. I'm sorry. He's still on point for me.
Courtney, I liked Chanel's pattern dress. I thought the pattern
was a bully choice.
Opposites attract. Photo shoot?
Yeah.
She looked like Kris Jenner.
Yes.
Yeah, she did. But
exactly. It was a bad Kris Jenner.
But I actually
Kris Jenner
liked
designing
it.
Women.
I liked
yes.
it. I thought the patterns worked in their own unique way. It was interesting. I personally liked it. But that's just me. Don't hate me.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There we go.
I miss you.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Courtney.
It's a good season.
We'll
I love
see
it.
You guys
have
next
a
week.
Night, guys.
Have a good night. Download us on iTunes. For other shows, go to AfterBuzzTV.com.
Check out your blog.
You can tweet Jackie at...
@123Jackie_B.
You can tweet Tony at Lounging with Tony.
You can tweet me at Natalie Bratney.
At Tomakava777.
And check out my blog. I also posted a video of Mimi on the blog.
Check out the blog and then post a comment. I'm just saying.
It is hot in
here. I know.
From Bing.
The one time I worked.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not...